SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Summer officially arrives on Thursday, but high heat is already here, and it's moving across a large section of the U.S. William Churchill at the National Weather Service says the heat wave that plagued the South this weekend is spreading to the Great Lakes region and into the Northeast by tomorrow.
The upper-level ridge that's really driving this thing is essentially unprecedented for how strong it is this early in the summer. So that's our big concern, and that, you know, that kind of feature at an unprecedented strength at that level tends to translate to record-breaking heat at the surface, and that's certainly what's being forecasted at this point.
In California, crews are battling multiple wildfires amid high temps and strong winds.
The Post fire burning near Interstate 5 in Gorman on the main north-south route between Los Angeles and Bakersfield led to evacuations from the Hungry Valley State Vehicular Recreation Area, where at least two structures were burned. Kenichi Haskett with the L.A. County Fire Department says strong gusts are hampering efforts by aircraft crews.
When it's windy, it pushes it just sprays the water everywhere else, or that we don't need it.
Officials warned residents of Castaic near Pyramid Lake they should prepare to leave if the fire pushes further south. As of last night, that fire was nearly 23 square miles and about 2% contained, according to CAL FIRE. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli officials say that Prime Minister Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet tasked with steering the war in Gaza. Russian President Putin will make a rare visit to North Korea this week. According to North Korean media, it will be a two-day visit meeting with Kim Jong-un. The U.S. Surgeon General says social media is a contributing factor to the mental health crisis among young people. He wants to see warning labels slapped on social media platforms. This is SRN News. San Francisco declares itself a sanctuary city for transgender people.
It's not clear why such individuals need a sanctuary city. They are free to go where they want and do what they want, just like every other American. But the city is now officially, quote, a sanctuary for transgender, non-gender-conforming, non-binary, and two-spirit people. One city councilman says he hopes the resolution, which has no particular force of law, will encourage young people from other parts of the country to come to San Fran for sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has rejected the argument that lawmakers intended to impose their religious beliefs on everyone in the state when they passed an abortion ban. It was a case filed by more than a dozen Christian, Jewish, and Unitarian Universalist leaders who support abortion. They sought a permanent injunction last year, barring Missouri from enforcing its abortion law. This is SRN News. Passengers and crew on a plane flying to Australia are safe after making an emergency landing.
A passenger plane has landed safely at a New Zealand airport after a fire shut down one of its engines. The nation's fire service says the Virgin Australia Boeing 737-800 jet bound for Melbourne, Australia, landed in Invercargill after the fire forced a diversion. Queenstown Airport spokeswoman Catherine Nin says the cause of the engine fire and the number of passengers on board the plane are not immediately known. Virgin Australia said in an email statement that the incident may have been caused by a possible bird strike. I'm Charles Duletesma.
It was a thrilling finish at the U.S. Open as it came down to the final hole. In the end, Bryson DeChambeau hoisted the trophy after edging Rory McIlroy by one stroke. More details at SRNnews.com.